Hey, this is Journey Back Home, a podcast for returnees, those in transition, and the just curious.
We're your hosts, Bookie O
and Jamila Zaria,
two girls who packed up life abroad and moved back to Nigeria.
Why? Honestly, we're still figuring it out.
Every week, we will spill on the real stuff.
Culture shocks, money talk, career pivots, starting over, and all the chaos in between.
So whether you're planning your move,
already here,
or just here for the vibe, there's room for you on this journey.
This is Journey Back Home. Let's get into it.
Welcome to our first episode of Journey Back Home.
Yes.
We're so excited to start this and to share our stories.
Yeah, to share our journey back home.
Yeah, literally. But yes, we thought we would start with exactly like why we came back.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, I have always had a love for Nigeria. I've always come back home through many years, like if it was summer, Christmas, Easter. I guess before it was cool to come back to Nigeria.
Dirty and, December time. Yeah. Did you do Dirty December?
Yeah, I did Dirty December. Okay. But before like the Dirty December became...
kind of family. Became a thing, right?
Yeah, it became a thing. And I guess now Dirty December is connected to Ghana, where I always knew Dirty December
as Nigeria.
As Nigeria.
That's a whole story for another time. Yeah. Let's not even get into that because we know we are the originators. But
still no qualms because it's all Africa and all that greatness. But Dirty December in my mind was always a Nigerian thing. But on that path of always coming back home, I just loved it. I had so much fun partying.
Do you think that it influenced you wanting to come back more? Because I think a lot of people come in December and they're like, I'm moving.
I don't think it was particularly about December, but it was particularly around like my friends that I was hanging around with at that time. Mm-hmm. We just always have the best time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't always particularly down to December. It could have been in Easter. It could have been any time that we were here, we would have the best time.
Okay.
And so there was a part of me that wanted to move back much earlier. I wanted to do NYSC. I wanted to live here. But just life happened, I guess. And that just never materialized. But then I was just working. I've always worked in wholesale fashion. That's like my career background. And I've worked, I guess, sales, customer service, and I've always just loved fashion. And I think also my love for fashion is very stemmed in Nigeria because seeing my mom and my aunts grow up and made to measure was not something that was, you know, popularized in like the UK, but it was so normal here. Everybody made their own clothes and everyone looked great as hell. So I think that love for fashion also translated into like what the career path I chose. So I just really wanted to stick that out in the UK and see where I could go with that.
So what made you move back there, Jamila? We're waiting to hear, like, when did the move happen?
The move happened officially a month ago.
Okay. All right.
I moved here a month ago because I met my partner 2021. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met my now husband in 2021. And to be honest, I thought nothing of it. I didn't think we would be getting married.
Yeah.
But long story short, we're here now. And I guess we were doing long distance from literally when we started our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got engaged last year, got married this year, February. And in that time, I was again doing a course. So when I got married in February, came back in March to finish off a fashion course that I was doing. And then always knew, I mean, we'd always had conversations about where we would live.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that people always ask is, why did I move instead of him moving?
Yeah.
Which
people would normally think that he would be part of the JAPA. He would use the opportunity to get a passport and, well, you were raised in the UK, right?
Born and raised in the UK. But I guess he also said that he faced people asking him that question, that why is he not moving? And I guess for both of us, he's lived in the UK. He went to school in the UK. So I don't think the allure was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's any other country he would live in, it actually would be London. And we do see ourselves living in London at some point. But for as of right now, this is our home. And this is where we both want to be and where we see a future. And I think there's just so many opportunities here that I guess we don't think you would get as quickly in if you lived in the UK. I don't think you can't make £1 million in the UK, but I think if you make a business or find something that works here, I would see £1 million quicker here than I would 100% in the UK.
I agree.
Just on the way the system works. Because, you know, we talk about the fact that the system doesn't really work here, but somehow that kind of seems to work in your favour.
Yes.
And when things are already structured, I think you, and I would say for myself, I was just in the... the rabbit hole of just life, of what you're supposed to do next. Like, you're supposed to buy a house next and save this and do that. Like, there's like a map already laid out that you just get to follow. And here, there is no map. You get to create your own lane no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like it's the chaos that's kind of exciting and kind of leads you anywhere. People say Nigeria is very unruly, but I feel like that unruliness works in your favor. Mm-hmm. It allows you to be more free and more open to experience Nigeria as compared to like the UK, where we know it's very structured, very prohibited. Like, you can't really do certain things without like getting to a permit, certain level.
You need to do this. You need to, there's so many checklists that you need to have in order. And I think there is, to an extent, a glass ceiling. And we're also Black. So that's not even... That's also...
Yes.
I guess a different conversation. But, and I think even living here, I feel at home, one. Mm-hmm. But two, I think I'm not always reminded of my Blackness. Yes. You know? And I'm just one of many.
Yes.
And that's such a beautiful feeling. Mm-hmm. Because when you have conversations or something happens, like a microaggression, and maybe it might not be, but the fact is that my mind is thinking, is this a microaggression? Were they being this? Whereas if here, if you're recent, I know it's not nothing to do then. You just
it's not your colour.
You've got nothing colour's to do with my colour.
Colour's not a factor. Yeah.
My mind is not thinking, is it because... it's just my... Maybe it might be my accent that might piss you off. But other than that, I don't think it's anything directly to do with something I can't change about myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now to you, Bookie.
Well, why did I move back? Okay, so I'll first say that I moved back in 2015. So that is actually 10 years ago now. But I left in 2017 and came back in 2019.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know one thing we forgot to mention?
What?
That we actually went to secondary school together.
Oh, yeah. So I've known Jamila since I was 11 or 10, actually.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for a long time. So doing this with her is an amazing thing. Living in Nigeria with her is even greater.
More exciting.
And like, I feel like that's what makes this a little bit different, right? Because of our friendship, because of how long we've known each other. Mm-hmm. And just all the history. But I'm excited, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope you guys are excited too. So my journey started in 2015 and I had just come out of university, didn't know what I wanted to do. I got my degree and I was just like, I hate this country. I hated the UK. I hated living there. I was working and I felt like you said, it was kind of like a rat race. Mm-hmm. You literally go to work, you come home and the routine starts again.
Yeah.
It became a cycle of doing that over and over again and very frustrating. And I wanted to discover who I was. I wanted to discover what I was trying to do with my life. I just wanted to find myself. And the first thing that came into my mind about finding myself was Africa. I was like, I'm Nigerian, but I don't understand what being Nigeria is.
Yeah.
I don't understand my culture. I don't know.
It feels like, I think what I can say is that, you know, your culture is passed down to you from your parents, from our parents. And I'm so grateful that we had parents that made us come back to Nigeria and made sure that we were still really part of being Nigerian. But there was something like
missing
that you need it for yourself. You need to discover Nigeria for yourself, not just for what they say it is or how it was for them, but to own it and like live it and breathe it for yourself.
So I definitely wanted to discover it myself. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was going to do this move. Once I made my mind up, I had to do the research. So I started researching, what can I do? How do I get to Nigeria? If I come to Nigeria, do I get a job? I was literally at work every day researching NYSC, applying for NYSC. And I asked all my cousins, I asked everybody. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to understand this whole system.
Yeah.
So I applied for NYSC and then I told my parents. When I told my parents, they were like, are you okay? Nigeria, are you crazy? They didn't understand it. They couldn't fathom why I, a British citizen, born and raised in the UK, yes, I'm Nigerian, but why would you want to go to Nigeria? Mm-hmm. They left their country to give us a better life, but now their daughter is saying, she wants to pack her stuff and go to Nigeria. So therefore,
I wasn't local, serious. Local. Yeah, or there was something wrong. I was going through some crisis. And maybe I was going through a crisis. I was tired of London.
And so it happened and I moved over in 2015 and I knew I was coming to do my NYC and I had applied during the time I was in London. So I had got in. When I got here, I found out I got sent to Bauchi. That is a whole different story for another conversation. But being sent to Bauchi, it kind of made me feel like, oh my gosh, my plans are messed up. Like, I thought I was going to get Lagos, or Abuja, last. Because at the time, they didn't send people that were from the diaspora to different states. But I happened to get Bauchi. So I was like, what went wrong? Mm-hmm. So I just found out that they had changed the system. At the time I was even we trying to pay for it to get moved around, we couldn't do that. So I had to go. So that was kind of like, that was my dreams crashing because I was like, oh, do I go? This is the time that it was Boko Haram had just come to an end. Well, it was still around. It was quite dangerous. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of my family were like, nope, come back home. It's okay. You've tried. You've been here for 1 month. Okay, it's enough. But I'm very determined. When I put my mind to something, I have to see it through.
Yeah.
So I got sent to Bauchi and I went for 3 weeks and that was a whole experience. We'll save that for another episode. But after that, I got sent back to Lagos and me moving back, it was to discover who I was. And I feel like I got that. Understanding my culture, connecting back to family. This place just felt like home. I felt belonged. I felt like, this is it.
This is home.
Yeah, this is home. Yeah. I fell in love with Nigeria immediately. And it's been 8 years of living here officially in Nigeria. And it's been an experience. And I'm happy. I don't regret it at all. If I go back now, I would do it again. 100%.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Fair.
So I'm excited to still be on this journey. I would say Nigeria will always be my home. And in the future, I'm open to the world.
Yeah, of course.
Nigeria, I will always have a house here. I will always have a home here.
Okay. And I think, a little bit what you said, I think that Nigeria always has started to feel like home for me so much. And before I came, my emotions were all over the place because it's that unknown. You just don't know. Just because I've been here on holiday doesn't mean that I can live here. Do I have the oomph to do it? And even hearing your story, again, I think, yes, I've known bits and bobs of it, but to hear it in full like this is I don't know if I have the same grip.
Yeah.
But that's because I might not, your journey, and I think that's what the beauty of this, all of our journeys are going to look different. And even though I was very angsty about coming, even just being here for a month, I've had this wave of peace and I'm really enjoying how my life is looking and knowing that I get full autonomy and control of curating the life that I've always wanted and build it here in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, the dream is to be bi-coastal.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, like you said, this will still be hands down my home for sure.
Yeah, I think also when I was coming here, like I said, I just finished uni. And because I'm quite I plan things, I do research. Mm-hmm. Some of the things I did was ask questions, check on YouTube, watch videos, just find out as much information. Okay. But I don't think you can fully prepare.
Yeah.
And I would say that as much as you prepare, be open, expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Come here with an open mind, an open heart, and just experience it in full. So before I said that I was discovering who I was, I have to say that I've discovered who I am. I know who I am. I started a marketing agency and I run a marketing agency and I also do real estate. But before that, I didn't know that I wanted to be in marketing. I didn't know that. I had to go through the journey. I had to work for different companies here. To realize that this is what I love. And I love doing it in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I love working with Nigerian companies. I love working with Nigerian people, as hard and difficult as they can be. I love it. And I wouldn't change it for anything. But Jamila, I do have a question though.
Okay.
What are some of the things that you did before you moved back? Like, what did you prepare? What are some of the things you did?
I'm the complete opposite to Bucky. I'm not like a over planner. I really am a let go and let God kind of girl.
Oh, I like
and
that.
I know that sounds almost insane, yeah. But there's so much that I can't control. The only things that I was really focused on was where we were going to live, where my husband, like what area, because at first he was even thinking that we'd live in PH. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I did not want to live in PH at all.
Yeah.
So and again, I always take everything back to the Lord. I was like, God, I do not want to live in PH. I'd rather live in Abuja. And so I think for me, the main thing I was preparing was my heart and praying about everything, praying even about like the friends I would meet and so much. And that was just how I could deal with it. And I think for me, moving to Abuja, I have family there, mm-hmm. maybe more extended family, but yeah. definitely I have family. So I think my transition was a little bit different. It has been a little bit different. So I'm not, I don't think my preparing was really about like things or knowing how life was going to look here, because yeah. my whole life is going to be with my husband. Like it's yeah. us building our mm-hmm. home and our lives. So I think this year for me has been a lot of changes. I got married this year. I've moved country this year. And those two things mm-hmm. are things that I'm adjusting to and adapting to. So mm-hmm. And I think you can't do any of those things without the Lord.
Yeah.
That's why I think my preparation definitely looks different. Mm. It's just trusting and believing that everything will actually work out exactly the way it's supposed to.
I love that.
And even reconnecting with you, Bucky, I think it was, like, again, to me, it was already God, divine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, God ordained this because me moving back just worked so simultaneously to
yeah.
us, you wanting to, you had this itch to start something. I had this itch to start something. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was going to do out here. And I think where you've discovered that it's marketing
yeah.
and the real estate that is your path, I think I'm still on my journey of
yeah.
discovering what is the thing that I want to do.
I'm here for you, girl. Yeah. I'm here 100%. Yeah. And like, this is what the journey back home is
looks like. Yeah. yeah.
So what can they expect from us?
So be expecting episodes every week from us.
Yes.
We'll aim to have some guests on the show.
Honest conversations.
And generally a safe space for you guys to ask questions. All the questions that you've wanted to ask, didn't know where to look, where to find. We want to be your go-to girls.
Yes.
That can answer your questions. But and, you know, be there for you on your own journey.
Yeah, think all things moving back, all things returning. If you've ever had a love or a feeling to move back, we're your girls. We've got you. And we hope to answer all your questions.
Yeah, and let this be your sign that moving back is, there's not just one, like, path. It's going to look different for everyone. And I came back because I'm married. She's come back because of her own personal desire. So wherever you are on your journey, know that we are here for you. Yes. And we want to be just there. So yes, excited.
Yeah, you're not alone. Like, we're here with you. And we're here to do this journey with you. But any one advice you would give to somebody who wants to move back or who has moved back?
Pray.
Yeah.
Pray. Pray, and pray more.
Yeah.
I think that in all things, we always want to make decisions, but I think praying about them, there's a peace that you have with whatever decision you make. So that's my advice.
My advice is be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the country. Be patient with the move and everything will work out. But thank you, guys. This is The Journey Back Home. Please do follow us, subscribe, comment, everything, share. Like, and follow us on all our platforms online.
Journey Back Home. It's at Journey Back Home Podcast.
Yes, you can follow us on all of them. Thank you, guys, and stay tuned for the next episode.